Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump, and
you know. Rory holds like a dick theater. I've imagined you're going to do it.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, podcast listeners.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're back for another week of By the By, and we have all kinds of fun things going on here during the intro.
Oh my God, the dog is literally licking Angela's microphone.
He's also trying to grab one of the floggers by the handle.
Yeah.
So apparently he wants to get a little kinky.
He's also trying to get his nose into your wine glass. Uh-huh. Apparently he wants to get a little drunky. That's our boy. I learned it from watching you.
Oh my God, yeah, yeah. Boy. It's just so funny. Yeah, he's... Apparently wants to play with this little flogger here. It's a good one.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
There's a few floggers over there.
I know there's a few. Why would that be, Bradford?
I have a problem. yeah. So we'll jump to that. But first we have a pendulum party coming up March
19th.
19th?
Yes.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
At our secret spot. So spots are limited.
Yes.
And so go to oursecretspot.com.au and find your tickets to our next pendulum party. Woohoo!
Yeah, I look forward to it because we'll also be able to stay, you know.
Later. Last time.
Yeah, it'll be good.
So that'll be good. Yes, but the floggers, I feel like maybe we should talk about that later on.
Okay.
When it's apropos.
Okay.
I don't know. When is it propos?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Is that how you say it? Or is it when it's app?
What?
Which then I'm like, is it a pap smear?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Please help, help, send help.
One of my favorite lines, which I wish I had come up with, was the line from The Office where Michael goes, so let me ask you ladies, is it a pap smear or a pap schmear, like a bagel? That's still every time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time. Anyway, probably should warn you, this is what the podcast is going to look like today.
And I'm sorry.
Kind of chaotic.
Well, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
It will be chaotic.
So, this past weekend.
Yeah.
You had on Friday night, Club V.
Mm-hmm. It's the first Club V, I would have said, in well over a year, because I don't think there's been one since everything started.
I don't
started.
Think there was one in 2020, was there?
I don't
there?
Think so.
Okay.
It's definitely the first one in the new space at Annandale.
Cool.
So I was curious to see how that was.
And for those who don't know, what is Club V?
Club V is a women's only night. So no men are allowed in the venue. So it's all female staff and, yeah, just women from all different groups and all different walks of life.
Bunch of ladies.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because you get people from all different communities crossing over, and I personally find it really exciting and really hot. It was really good. So, I mean, I got there early because I like to get there early and kind of see people come in and watch the energy build, like typical, you know, we tend to do that. And, it was good because there were women from the swingers community. There were a lot of people from the kink community and different areas of the kink community, and it was just a whole mix of people, and it was so much fun just to look at all of the outfits. Like, if you're a voyeur, that was the best night to be there.
I love it.
Yeah, because you could just sit there and you could watch people walk by, and you've got, like, there was a lady who had on like a little, she had on a corset and then a bustle, like a little bustle dress, mm-hmm. or skirt kind of thing. And there was somebody else who we've seen at the club before, and she always wears like a little waist center, and she has like the tiniest little waist ever, really cute. There was somebody there who was in, they were glittered up, and they had a gold glitter on them. They had on a gold sequin mask, and then like a gold kind of, it looked a bit chainmailish top. Like it looked, I mean, they were hot.
Cool.
I mean, just honestly, there's so many people, so many outfits, and just such a variety. And I think that's part of what I really, really like about it. And it was good too, because as the night started, I knew a few people that were there kind of early. And, oh, and they had somebody there who was, Leah was there doing the drawings.
Oh, cool. I love her drawings.
Yeah, so she was doing, you know, live drawings of people if they wanted to. And, yeah, she's so, so talented.
She's so talented.
Yeah.
And I love that she's one of those people that once she creates it, if you don't want it, she destroys it.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yeah.
She likes to go outside and burn her drawings.
We talked about that story. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, it's such a, I've got a picture somewhere on my phone of her in the back alley at Darlow, burning a series of drawings that people, she did them, people loved them, and then they didn't want them.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't keep this shit. She's like, if I kept every drawing I had, I'd have an apartment full of drawings.
So she's actually putting together a book now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Of some of her drawings and things. So yeah, it'll be a while, but I told her, let us know whenever she's done with it.
God, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so talented. I love her.
But yeah, so she was there and she was drawing people in it. And I also just love to sit and watch her draw. Like, she's so fast.
Yeah.
So fast at it. Like, how do you draw people so well? It's just amazing.
Did she draw you?
No. Oh, no.
Damn it, Angela.
I was talking to people while they were being drawn so that way they would look the right direction.
Yeah. I'm just saying though, like next time, this is something prime opportunity to get it done and then, you know, auction it off.
Okay.
To our listeners.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind for next time. Yeah.
Like kiss it and get your lipsticks on it or something.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe squirt on it.
It'll have like the crinkly edges, like when you get paper wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good. It was so much fun. And it was nice because I was just kind of watching people come in. And there were a few people that I knew at the beginning. And then as the evening went on, there were women coming in, I mean, well after 11:30 even still. But it was so good just to see people because there were people I haven't seen since before the pandemic. And it was like, oh my God, like, and I didn't know that they were going to be there. Like a few people I kind of thought might be, but then others I had no idea. And it was just so good to catch up with some of these people, even if it was briefly. Some people I did sit down and talk with for a long time, and then some people it was just a little bit here and a little bit there. And it was still just so lovely to reconnect with some of these people.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, because I feel like it's been a very long time since they've had a night like that. And there hasn't, obviously with COVID especially, there hasn't really been anything else going on, you know, and there hasn't been a way to bring everybody together. But it was interesting because at one point when I did finally, so there was a performance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they had someone there. She's performed at the club before, but she does fire. So she does a fire performance. And so it's like burlesque with fire and it's really great. And you know, the whole like fire eating thing and stuff. Yeah. And also she's gorgeous.
So this is the lady that actually puts the stuff on her skin. So her like skin burns, right?
Yeah.
Or it looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to follow this extremely talented human, she is on Instagram at Vadora Fire, Vadora Fire, Fire, F-I-R-E. She's a professional performer and teacher of circus and fire eating and stuff like that. Fucking talented as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Talented, beautiful.
Yes.
All the good stuff.
Really, really like this human.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, she's really nice. Yeah, so she did a performance and no idea what time that was. Probably 10:30, maybe 11, something, sometime in the evening. And it was really nice because actually the performance, it was a, you know, burlesque strip thing and then there was the fire. But she actually put a lot of thought into the dance and the music and the moves and how she put it together and that there were elements that would appeal to women from different walks of life. And I think that was so cleverly done. Yeah, and that way, you know, if you're watching this, you would identify with some portion of it kind of thing. And it wasn't, you know, completely foreign. And that's just so smart.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, after that, there was, of course, a mad rush upstairs. Like, literally.
Stampede!
Yeah, literally. As soon as the performance finished, it's like all these people start going upstairs. And it's like, well, I'm just going to stay downstairs for a minute. We're just going to give, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, let people get settled and see what's going on. And
had you already dressed down at this point?
I was dressed down, but had not gone upstairs and played or anything like that.
What were you wearing as your dressed down?
I was wearing a piece from the interwebs. It is...
Bless you, interwebs.
It's might be from Blue Bella, perhaps, okay. I think. But it's a black strappy thing, and so it's got like little underwears that are kind of just the little mesh G-string kind of underwears. They have two waist straps on them, and then there's a almost like a suspender kind of strap that comes up and around the bottoms, and then the top is like a little bit of strappy stuff kind of as well.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So it was, for me, it was a bit of a, yes, a bit of lingerie, not lace, not really kink. It was sort of an in-between zone for me, because I was like, I don't really know which way I feel like going tonight. So I just, that's a good kind of middle ground for me.
Yeah. Nice.
And so after the performance, like, there was just this mad rush upstairs. So a lot of people went up, and I would say, I don't know if I had to guess, maybe a quarter of the people stayed downstairs.
Okay, yeah.
So not too bad.
So did many people go down to, like, the dungeon area, or was most people, were they just spread between the downstairs and the dungeon?
There were a few people downstairs in the dungeon area. Early on, not as many. There were maybe a handful of people kind of down there. Mm-hmm. And then later on, as the night went on, I saw more and more people down there. Okay, yeah. So it did kind of spread out a little bit more. What I do remember is when I went upstairs for the first time, after giving a little bit of time for people to go upstairs, get settled, figure out what they're doing, whatever. I went upstairs and I was like, I'm just going to take a look around. So orgy room, of course, a lot of people and whatnot, but nothing unexpected. However, when I looked to the left down the hallway where there's that little voyeur room and like there's the swing with the mirror.
Yeah.
You couldn't get down there. Something was going on in that little room. I have no idea what, but there were so many people in the hallway watching, and like in that little sitting area, you couldn't get through.
That's hilarious.
So I still to this day have no idea what was going on.
You should have pushed through, Angela. Think about the listeners.
I have no idea what was going on in that little swing room, but it was something very exciting, very novel. I don't know, something these people hadn't seen before.
Cool.
So,
and now we'll never know.
And we'll never know. No, damn, it's up to your imagination to come up with what it was.
I mean, come on. It could have been like, cool.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got.
Yeah, so I don't know what was going on, but there were so many people there. I was like, okay then, so I'm going to go look at the orgy space. And at that point, I was with some friends that we've known from other pendulum parties, known them for a while, seen them outside of the club and everything. And I wanted to play with them. So we were kind of talking a little bit, went down to the orgy space. And of course you have like two people on one bed, two people on another bed. And it's like, oh, okay. And so we kind of sat and watched that for a little while and were debating. And I asked him, I was like, you know, do you guys want to play? Yeah, we do. So it's like, okay, let's find a space. And so we were debating whether to just kind of take over, like, you know, ask to share somebody's bed space and like just then kind of slowly take over. Cause a lot of people were just sitting around talking. Which is good, but come on now.
So I'm just going to add to this. One of the things that Angela had described to me over the weekend, it was like, she's like, you go upstairs and everybody's sitting around. She's like, it felt like a giant slumber party.
Yeah. I mean, there was so much talking, which is great. It really is.
Right.
And it's good to see everybody.
A lot of relationship building, a lot of talking, and some sex.
Yeah. There was definitely some sex, but there was a lot of talking, like more than there normally is at the club.
Yeah.
And so we ended up, kind of before we decided to do that, I was like, well, let's go down and see if we can find a private room. And at that point, the crowd had dissipated from the swing, whatever was going on. And so we went down and ended up finding a private room that was open.
So I guess my question is, I think you know why there's more conversation. Are these people who know each other and are just trying to catch up because they hadn't seen each other due to the pandemic? Are these people that are just meeting each other and trying to build new relationships? And at a place like Club V, it's much easier to build these relationships than whether or not you met them at a coffee or something. And then are these truly transactional relationships, or do you think that more people exchanged numbers and Facebook stuff so that they could meet later?
Good questions. I think
know there's a lot of stuff. Just basically everything.
No, I think it's a little bit of all of them. I know that some of the groups, because I've seen them around in other spheres, I know that some of them, it was very much, oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever. And it was catching up. And it was a lot of that. I also know that some of them, it was very much, there were a lot of people that came on their own or maybe with one friend. And so there was a lot of relationship building, a lot of that kind of thing. And I know, like, even the people that I played with, there were two people that had come together that we knew from before. And there was somebody else that was standing around talking to us. So when it was time to play, it was like, do you want to join us? You know, so it was then the four of us. And then, spoiler alert, as we were playing in the private room, we left the door open and somebody else was watching for a little while. And then she asked, can I join you? And sure, come on in. And then a little while later, somebody else did the same thing. Okay. And so they ended up joining as well. So it's a little bit of, yes, people catching up, a little bit of transactional, a little bit of relationship building. I did hear a lot of people exchanging numbers. And even when we were in the private room, you could hear people in the next room saying, oh, my number is blah, 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 okay. blah. So I think it's honestly a little bit of all of those.
So I'm also curious now. I wasn't curious before, but now I'm curious because you said something that really sticks out in my mind, which was the four of you were playing in this room and suddenly somebody's watching and says, may I join you? And you all said yes. Mm-hmm. Did you know this fifth person?
No.
And then the sixth person does the same thing. Did you know this sixth person?
No, but I don't know for sure, but I suspect that the two that joined in, while they were not together watching, I suspect that they had at least talked somewhere previous in the night if they didn't already know each other.
So,
but we didn't know them, no.
I know that one thing that we rarely do is allow somebody to come in just randomly. Mm-hmm. Is it more likely at a Club V that, why is that? Why are you more accepting of air quotes, strangers that are of the same gender rather than strangers of different or mixed gender?
I think for me, it's not the gender. I think for me, it was my headspace. Okay. Because even the week before, I had been in I just want people. Like, okay. I just want to play True. With people. I want that kind of puppy pile feel. That's what I want. And I got a little bit of that the weekend before, but I was still in that headspace of, I want this feeling and I want that puppy pile. I want just people. And I don't really care who it is. I know it sounds terrible, but I don't really care who it is. Obviously, if I know them and I like them and whatnot, that's great. And that's a good start. But to have other people join in is fine, as long as they're not creepy or off-putting in some way or whatever, which these ladies weren't.
Okay.
So they were very nice, very lovely, and you know, really sexy. And they were very nice. They watched, honestly, for a while before asking, you know, can I join in? And so, yeah. And I think it was just a really easy ask for them to do that because they weren't being creepy like sometimes people can be. So yeah, I think for me it was more just the headspace that I was in than necessarily the people, the gender, anything like that.
I think it's interesting.
And maybe for other people it may make a difference. And it may be, I know that some women do feel safer. They feel it's a different feeling. There is a completely different vibe in the club on the Club V night versus when there are guys as well. But
how do you mean?
So somebody described it, somebody who's been to the club before described it as they came in and it was so positive. It was just, everybody was happy. They were smiling. It was just a very upbeat vibe. And I don't know if it's also really chill. And I don't know if it's because when you're there with a couple and you're trying to meet other couples and you're sussing people out and you're kind of, you know, doing that whole little dance, maybe it's different than if you're singles or with a friend or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is much more relaxed and it is, yeah, it's just even a bit like old friends, even if you don't know the people.
Right.
Like, it's like you walk by and you're just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And you would do that at a normal club, but it's always kind of like sussing out, like, huh, are you somebody I'm interested in or not? Whereas here, it almost really doesn't matter because, and the other thing was there were like 80-something women there. There's so many people. And, right. And realistically, you know, if you're bound to find somebody that you're interested in that group.
So do you think that there's more, and this is going to sound really bad, but in a mixed gender or a traditional night, is there more competition? Do you see it as competition? You might be getting what I want, or it's predatory?
I don't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't say it is competition. Maybe predatory on some people's parts, but I think that also comes down to play styles of couples can be very different between all the couples. So then it's finding one that has a similar play style to you.
Fair enough. So were there ladies that had toys?
So I know that there were ladies who asked about bringing toys, mm-hmm. and I am sure there were ladies with toys. I didn't see any. I also didn't really seek them out.
Well, the reason I ask is, were they more popular than ladies without toys?
Oh, right. So, and I can't say.
Okay.
Because when I, so watching the people on the beds before I played, there were, I didn't really notice any toys. So if they were there, it wasn't super obvious. And then when we went and played, there weren't any toys for in the room where I was. Right. And then after that, I went downstairs, got a drink, walked around a little bit more, did some more voyeur stuff, and then I left. So I left probably about 1:30. So there was still a good hour and a half to go. But I didn't really get a good look at what exactly was going on in some of the other spaces. I know the swing was being used before I left. There was some massage going on in the swing. And they were kind enough to put like a tarp down underneath.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. And there was a lot going on in the orgy room. Again, now before I left at like 1:30, there were people all over the orgy room, many of them sitting on the floor, sitting on the benches, sitting on the beds, just talking. And there was play. And it's I don't know what percentage were playing versus what percentage were talking. There are a lot of people that were just watching. And
I'm imagining the end of Hitchcock's The Birds, where like there's just yeah. there's just birds everywhere uh-huh. sitting, and they're all like watching and going, like that. That's what I'm imagining. But uh-huh. Sexy. Uh-huh. Sexy birds.
Yeah. No, it was honestly, it was such a good night, and it was exactly what I needed, I feel like.
Yeah.
And seeing some of the people that I haven't seen in, you know, over a year, it's like that was really good. So yeah, I very, very much enjoyed it. It was good to see people. It was good to look at all the outfits and just the variety of outfits and just, yeah, everything going on. There were some people that used the cross downstairs. Like there's a little bit of kink stuff going on. I wouldn't say anything too much, but there was a little bit. Yeah.
It sounds like a great night.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, I don't feel like I'm doing it justice for as much fun as it was, but yeah.
I mean, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do look forward to, you know, having Club V's there more because I do think it is a great space and it's really good as far as the.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flow of people go and you can get so many people in there. Like that was a good number. I felt like it was busy, but it wasn't impossible kind of thing. So right. Yeah. I felt like it was a good number.
It sounds like a great night. And I'm looking forward to hearing more stories of you.
Yeah.
Regaling us with your tales.
Yeah, and I'd be curious to, you know, get other people's opinions because I know like little Jess was flitting around like she does, and just
girl.
You know, I would love to hear it from her perspective. But I do think it was a really good night, at least yeah, up until the point that I left. I'm sure it was amazing.
It was terrible after you left.
No,
you're like, well, the party's leaving. So long, suckers.
No, there were quite a few people leaving at that point, but still, I mean, again, with that many people, like right. It was still really busy upstairs. So cool. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that sounds like, I think
it was a good start to the weekend. It was a good Friday night.
Something that we can all be jealous of.
Yeah.
So before we go on to Saturday, let's take a quick break and, we will keep the lights running.
Ooh, I like lights.
Me too. . 2021 has gotten off to a better start than 2020 finished with. But if you want to get to, find a website, find some friends, find some naughtiness, go to altplayground.net, sign up, and you'll find the big wall. You'll find all the labels that fit you. If you want labels, I like labels, but if you want labels to fit you, you'll find a whole list of labels that'll fit you in your profile. And then you can find people who you mesh with, who you match with, and you could meet them face to face now that we're all getting vaccinated and starting to go out and see people again, or you could stay home and do the video chats, which is also a lovely way to meet new and sexy friends. So go to altplayground.net and get your sex on. Valentine's Day is over, but that does not mean that you don't want new toys to insert into yourself or your partner.
Or use externally.
Whatever. You can do that too. And you can find a toy that fits you, a toy that's too big for you, a toy that might be too small for you at adamandeve.com. When you find that toy, put it in your basket and then use the checkout code BYTHEBY and you will get 50% off that toy. You'll get free shipping. You'll get videos on demand so that you can watch while you're playing with your new toy. And plus you'll get a bunch of other stuff thrown into your box for you, your partner, for both of you, just by using the checkout code BYTHEBY. So go to adamandeve.com and use your checkout code. What is it?
By the by.
By the by.
BYTHEBI.
And BUY yourself some kinky ass shit. Tanks. So Saturday, we went to a little restaurant that we had not been to. I'd been to it just for a drink. But we went and met some sexy friends. And we won't go into a lot of detail, but I should preface this with an alcohol content warning that you'll hear a story that may end up getting you drunk. So we haven't been going to a lot of restaurants, but when we do and we go to a nice cocktail bar, we have a good bad habit or a bad good habit of ordering a martini to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that nothing good starts with a martini.
Why?
I love martinis. I really do.
Why does nothing good start with it?
It is a slippery slope.
See, I like a martini, but I don't think it's a slippery slope.
We'll let the listeners decide. Okay. So we started with a martini. We had a delightful light dinner with two bottles of Viognier. Very nice wine. Afterwards, we were only allowed to have the table for 2 hours.
Yeah.
They basically kicked us out at 8.
Yep.
Which they should. And we came back to our place. Brought our sexy friends, to which we had another bottle of white and then a bottle of rosé.
Which is funny because I knew you opened the white when we got home, of course, but I didn't see you open the rosé. And at some point, I knew my glass was empty and I was okay with that. Like, I was like, okay, I might go to water now. And then I looked back and all of a sudden it's like filled with rosé. And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? Like the magic wine fairy came.
Oh, thank you, magic wine fairy. I love you. Yeah, I don't even, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure when or why I opened the rosé. It seemed like a great idea at the time.
I'm sure.
And it was good wine.
It was good.
And, you know, honestly, we laughed. So many laughs. So many good laughs.
They're fun.
I really like these people. We have a lot in common with them. And, I mean, look, I had resigned myself to, well, once again, we didn't play, but we had great conversation and great company.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow we ended up in the bedroom. I don't remember how. Mm-hmm. It just kind of happened. Like, boom, we're in the bedroom.
It's magic.
It is magic.
Now, great. I mean, admittedly, in fairness, she'd been sitting around in her lingerie for, I don't know, hours.
Because she was hot when she came back to our place. We don't have AC.
Yeah.
It was.
That's a good excuse, Bradford.
But it was still respectable. It wasn't like she was like, now I'm in my lingerie. Actually, it kind of was.
It kind of
but
was,
it was still respectable.
Yes.
She was respectably in her lingerie. Uh-huh. And then you showed off your lingerie, and then next thing you know, we were all in the bedroom.
I don't see a problem with this.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just I'm just saying I probably shouldn't have had four bottles of wine and a martini.
Well, you didn't have all four bottles by yourself.
True.
There were four of us.
It was touch and go, though. So I had a bottle of wine and a martini.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some lovely playtime. Yeah, at some point you were riding him, I think. I don't know. I was focusing on someone else. And then you two kind of got done playing, and then you came over to me, and suddenly you were sitting on my face, and she was kind of riding me a little, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I wonder what he's doing. And he was sleeping. Bless his heart.
It was very late at night at that point.
It was like 1:45 in the morning. Yeah. So again, four bottles of wine, mm-hmm, and martinis. Mm-hmm. I do not begrudge him at all.
Oh, no. No.
I would have been doing the same had, mm-hmm, I been in that boat.
Had you not had somebody on your face and someone on your cock.
That's correct. Yeah. It was great. And I at that point as well, I wished two things. One, that I'd had the presence of mind to not drink so much. And two, that I'd had the presence of mind to put on a cock ring, because I was so having trouble maintaining. I was just kind of like, and I was also exhausted.
Yeah. I was actually really surprised you didn't have a cock ring on, because I know at one point I think I went down on you for a bit, or I felt something. I don't know, whatever. I was expecting a cock ring.
It's called a penis. Yeah. It's called my penis. Felt something. It's called a penis.
I touched your penis somehow. I forget if it was with my hand or my mouth or something, but I touched it. And I was surprised that there wasn't a cock ring on.
Yeah,
there. Because you almost always put a cock ring on.
I was drunk.
But you'll often have like a big one when like you just go out for dinner or something.
I know, yeah. I just
didn't. If we have a date.
Yeah, I just didn't. I don't know. It was.
You're a bit rusty.
I am. Clearly, I am out of practice. Out of practice. Mm-hmm. I apologize to this lovely couple for not giving you my A game. But yeah, she was fun to play with because she kept writhing as I was going down on her. Mm. And then she would push my hand out of her and be like, I'm too sensitive. I was like, okay, give her like 45 seconds. And I would try to touch her again. And she didn't seem to complain. There's like, I'm too sensitive. Okay. It was great. Fucking great. I loved it.
Yeah, they're a fun couple. I like
a lot of fun. And she's got that wicked look that you have, which I absolutely love. The I'm gonna fuck you up, but in a good way, sexy way. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. So that was good. That was a lot of fun. That was a good Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday, I don't know how we managed to know so many nice, sexy people. Sunday, we had a lovely Valentine's Day lunch, mm-hmm, at a gyoza place, mm-hmm, dumpling place, which is now becoming one of my new favorite foods. Also, just humble brag, Jess makes amazing dumplings.
Yeah. Little Jess made us dumplings
a few weeks ago.
No, last week.
Was it last week? Okay, yeah.
They were so good.
And she handmade them. She made these. Like, she birthed these.
I've never really thought about hand making dumplings, canal. But she did it amazingly.
I didn't know you could. I got to be honest. I thought you could only buy them frozen. I don't know. but she made these two amazing dipping sauces. Anyway, so we're very lucky to have them as friends because, one, they're wonderful people, and two, they're both amazing cooks. That's my advice to everybody out there. Make friends who can cook. So we met this couple for like a late lunch, early dinner. It was 2 p.m., which, mm-hmm, is great. Perfect drinking time, he says, having just complained about the night before. it was a wonderful dinner, and it was great.
Yeah.
Or sorry, lunch, dinner, whatever.
I was going to say dinner? Wait, I was confused.
It was late lunch, early dinner. Anyway, it was wonderful. Good conversations, a couple of jugs of beer. And then they were like, well, we Ubered in so we can go from anywhere. Like, cool. Well, let's walk to the train station. And we walked to the farther train station because it was a beautiful day in Sydney.
Oh, it was beautiful. Again, yeah.
Wonderful conversations. And then they got on the train and we're like, oh, well, if you're going to get off at, you know, our stop, cool. And you can pick up an Uber from there. Then they got off the train and we were like, well, look, we're literally a 7-minute walk from our place. Mm-hmm. You can meet Pippin. And if you've got the time, we can open a bottle of wine. And they're like, yeah, it's a great idea. And so we ended up on our balcony drinking a nice bottle of white and having more wonderful conversation. I mean, we did keep our clothes on.
We did.
It was tough. It's touch and go there for a minute.
Well, so this is a couple that we've been interested in, and I dare say I hope that they're interested in us. But I think we need to arrange a play date soon.
Yeah,
and
I tend to agree.
I think all of us agree that we need to arrange a play date, because it just has happened that every time we've met them and every time we've had a date, there hasn't been good opportunity for play.
Correct.
And so we actually need to just schedule in.
Let's get this shit done.
Fuck time. Yes.
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, they're just a nice couple and I really like them. And
yeah,
we have so much in common.
Yeah.
With these folks.
And this is a couple we met at the club. So thank you, OSS.
Yeah. During one of our classes.
Yeah.
This is what you get. You see, if you stick around after a class and have a conversation with us, we might start planning fuck dates. It was a great, busy, crazy weekend.
Yeah.
And I forgot that it was Valentine's Day. I think you probably did too. We don't care about days. Doesn't matter.
Well, I knew it was, but I didn't really care.
Every day is Valentine's Day when you have a heart on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. So do you want to talk about what is in our not too distant future?
Oh, so near future. I'm so ready for it. And I'm sure it won't be long enough, but that's okay.
That's what she said.
Fuck. Yeah, so we have coming up.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're calling it Naughty in New South Wales. But basically, it started as us and a bunch of other couples from around Australia. We were going to go to a place and just have a nice long weekend away.
Yes.
A sexy long weekend away.
Clothing optional.
Yes.
And we had all these wonderful plans of theme nights and things like that. It was going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
pandemic.
2020. Curse you.
Yes. So we ended up having to delay it. We did have some couples from interstate that were supposed to come. We ended up delaying it, hoping that things might get better and that they would be able to come. Things have gotten better.
But not better enough.
One couple is still coming from interstate.
Yes.
The others are not, which is...
they built a wall.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate. But we've managed to gather up other friends that are coming down that are all New South Wales based. So that's good.
I want to make it very clear that the friends that are coming are not of like, we're like, oh, well, no, we've got these people. No, that's not it at all. Well, it was really interesting because the people that we invited from the very beginning were really all the people that we met and went together for Passion in Paradise ages ago.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a reunion tour
because
all but one couple was from that group. And it was going to be, I was really excited.
It was like a little mini Passion.
Yeah, it was a mini Passion in Paradise, but down in New South Wales.
But now we have other couples that are coming to fill in some spaces, and they get a little bit of a taste of Passion too.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So, yeah.
So we've got, I guess I probably shouldn't say all the things because I got some surprises. I guess I could tell what the surprises are for people who... this will be the test to see if people actually listen to the podcast before we go down there.
I'm going to guess they do.
So one of the things we wanted to do that we really enjoyed with Passion in Paradise and that everybody said was such a good time was the Nuru massage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what we have is I'm taking 2 liters of Nuru massage. Angela just looked over like that's one of the liters. I'm going to make another liter. And we've got the gentleman is bringing a drop painter's drop cloth tarp, and it's going to be kind of wet and rainy, I think, while we're down there. So it's going to be even better. So we're going to put this drop cloth tarp down. We're going to throw Nuru massage lotion on it, and we're not going to be sexy and do all that sexy shit. We're going to basically make a gigantic slip and slide.
Yeah. We're just there to have fun, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, and
we'll
sexy
do,
times.
We'll do the sexy things inside.
It'll be a naked potential slip and slide.
Yeah. We'll do the sexy things inside, but then outside on the tarp, we're going to do the fun things.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know that one of the couples that was meant to be there from Perth, he's reeling now and yelling, damn it, Bradford. Sorry, buddy. Wish you could be here because we know that you would really enjoy this. But very much looking forward to that. We got some sexy games that were gifted to us by the lovely folks over at the Game of Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And very much looking forward to playing this game with these folks. It's www.gameoflifestyle.com. They sent these in. They sent it in from the U.S. Over here. And like everything else, it took forever. ever for us to get them. So yeah. I'm really excited to crack these open and play with these lovely people.
Yeah, and we'll let you know how they go and whatnot. We'll do a bit of a review of them. We have two. We have the Icebreaker Edition. We also have the Hot and Heavy Edition.
So we also have over there in a little packet, a booster set.
Oh, yeah. Of
like the ultra hot and heavy.
Extra hot.
Yeah, extra hot. So it should be fun.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to playing that with some folks and some other games. We also have in front of Angela, this is the throwback to Pippin licking the floggers. I think we've got 6 or 7 different floggers.
Seven
different floggers.
Lucky number 7.
That's right. We've got some other kink stuff that we're going to take if anybody wants to kind of experience that, including the E-Stem and the Neon Wand for some electro play to give folks kind of an experience there.
And also the gentleman, because you know, why not?
Just to torture the boar boy.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to just sort of let's play a bit in the kink realm, let's play a bit in the sex realm, and let's just be silly, relaxed, and just have fun with good, nice people.
Yeah, that's very much what I'm looking forward to, is just getting away from, you know, just normal everyday stuff and putting the rest of the world out of mind and just be there, be with sexy people, have fun, play with some of this stuff and just experiment with it and just enjoy it and just be able to be sexy and be silly and just not really worry about anything.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, we very much need, I feel like, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am really excited. This place looks amazing. It's got a big heated pool. It's got a giant fire pit, and it's got a really nice looking kitchen. So I'm looking forward to cooking for a bunch of people as well.
No, I'm looking forward to you cooking for me.
You betcha. I'll cook for you all the time. I cook for you tonight.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to talk about what happens and how this weekend goes. Mm. And if this is successful, if we wanted to do something else. It's going to be like a pendulum away.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I agree. So watch this space. It could be something exciting.
Yeah, very much look forward to it. And I'm curious to see, you know, what other people bring and what they're wanting out of the weekend and see if we can make everyone's weekend dreams come true.
Ooh. Yeah. I guess that will wrap it up for this week. Mm-hmm. A little bit on the shorter side, but, you know. Look, we're already in vacation month, so sorry.
Yeah.
I do want to shout out to the wonderful folks at Discord. One of the lovely people posted a picture of herself tonight in a handmade chainmail bra top.
Hold on. I haven't seen this yet. I got to get over there.
I didn't know that.
Well, where's this one?
Yeah, I didn't know
Holy shit. Yeah,
isn't it amazing? So I didn't know it was handmade until somebody else asked, did you make that? And she said, I did. Shaping was almost more than I'd bargained for. I love that. I love anybody.
That is gorgeous.
I love that people make chainmail and can make chainmail. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand that chainmail is made potentially by hand. But to actually see it and to have it done sexily, I love that. It's so great.
I love that. That's beautiful.
We've had a lot of really great pictures in the Not Safe for Work in the recent past, including some strange, like we had a nipple and a breast and a soft boiled egg. Don't ask. You don't have to ask. You don't have to ask. But yeah, it's been really good. And of course, as we always say, the meme channel is basically what keeps me alive during the day.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you once again to all of our folks on Discord, Patreon. So if you want to join our wonderful community on Discord and on our Patreon, go to Patreon, www.patreon.com/buythebypodcast and support us. If you do the $5 a month, you get carte blanche to all of our Discord channels. And it's a great little community. It's growing and growing.
Yes. And sometime in March, we are going to schedule up another one of our, like a weekend chat kind of thing.
Yeah. Our live chat talky thing where we talk with live people who are part of our Discord channel.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Have a topic of choice.
Yeah. Last time we had the beautiful bed hoppers in on it too. They were chatting away. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a bit of the, wait, what? From, Mrs. H.
Pussy.
Yeah. I think I need a wait what button. Yeah, but it was good times. Mm. And that'll be fun. If you want to message us outside of Discord, feel free to email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. If you are wondering about our stories, we are editing those. It's been a nightmare to edit those because, surprise, when drunk people talk, they ramble. And it's very difficult to get a clear sentence out of Bradford. I'll just stop it right there. But we are working on those, and those will go up very soon to our Patreon supporters. Yeah. Anything else, Angela, that you want to add on? Also, if you want to send in your stories, we're still taking stories.
Oh, yeah, we're still taking them.
That's stories@bytheby.com.
.au.
That's a dramatic pause there. And yeah, we're still working on it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah. So anything you'd like to add over there?
Just thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And come back next week for more sexy stories.
More sexy shit. Thanks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.